Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Education Transformation, hosted by Lee and Kate Ridge. This week's episode is titled The Reckoning, and where we're going to discuss, when is it time to leave adult education?
That's right, Kate. So over the past couple of months, we've sprung this question on a number of guests. So we're going to hear from short snippets from people like Jason Reagan, Jane Berwick, Anthony Bailey, Pete O'Warn, Dr. Christina Donovan, and Dr. Lou Mycroft, as well as some additional colleagues.
Yeah, it's a really interesting topic because, you know, like all things in life, we change and we grow, and workplaces change and grow and evolve. And so when do you actually come to the point of thinking, you know, my time is up? It might be a good experience, or it might be that, you know, I'm a bit jaded. There can be multiple reasons. But it's important that we're able to identify when that time is.
That's right. And there's always legitimately reasons to leave employment. And some of those broad headings are things like career aspirations that can't be met within the institution in which we're working at the moment, family changes, health changes, institutional restructures. All of these things are quite legitimate.
Yeah, they are. And also, you know, your work team in itself, you know, the immediate work team, that also changes as well, not just the organisation. And that can have an influence also.
You can. Ongoing study?
Yes.
You know, often as academics, we decide, all right, let's really invest a year just in us for ourselves, and let's take a moment to finally go and get that master's, finish it off once and for all. Things like that. Quite worthwhile.
Yes.
Outcomes, constructive outcomes. But what are some signs, Kate, that we need to be aware of when we're thinking about, is it time, is it not? Because sometimes that can be a very hard decision to make. It may not be a permanent decision, but even a step away from ongoing employment can be quite challenging.
And I think that's really important to note, that calling time might only be for a sabbatical or a short period of time, 12 months, 2 years, where you have real intentions to come back to what you're doing. Or in some instances, it might be that, you know, I've grown and I actually want to take another completely different direction now.
Some of those signs that maybe we do need to consider change.
Okay, so I think it's probably in the first instance easier to reflect on signs of more negative signs, because they become quite obvious. You know, people become disgruntled, or they're very negative about what they're doing, or they lose patience. I'm looking at it both from education and from my role as a nurse or in the caring industry. We see a lot of fatigue or caring fatigue. And I think you get that in education as well, where you give and you give and you give, and then you just don't really have any more to give.
Yes, and you do reach that point.
And it's not that you don't care anymore, it's just that you don't have any more capacity to give anymore.
Yeah.
And so you need to step back. And I think that's true in both education as well as health, and probably other industries as well. But things like, you know, you have no energy, you know, you're not interested in the future or development, and you're really just trying to get through today. Lack of patience, just generally not wanting to be there. Is probably some of the really clear signs that perhaps either it's time to call it a day or it's time to have a break.
I think anxiety when you're thinking about returning to the workplace, you know, like on a weekend and you're thinking, oh no, Monday's coming. That's not healthy to feel like that on an ongoing basis, in particular if you feel that the workplace is robbing you of your peace when you're with your family. You know, your life outside of work should always take precedence, I think.
So the dread or lack of peace, even sleeping, you know, is it affecting your sleep? And, you know, if that's what you're focusing on is work, then it mightn't actually be wanting to leave education, but it might be other pressures also within the workplace. But they're things to consider.
Lack of, if you think about your team, and let's hope we're not, but if we do think about our team and we immediately sort of begin to think about a lack of trust between mm-hmm. colleagues, then that's a sure sign that things aren't healthy. Mm. And occasionally we'll find ourselves in those unfortunate experiences. Hopefully it doesn't last long, but it can be uncomfortable when those scenarios take place. What are some positive feelings? Some positive feelings yeah. might be that you know, I've been in the classroom for 10 years and now I want to move towards management, perhaps, and that's quite legitimate.
Yeah. And when you are an educator, you know, you are always needing to learn and develop yourself.
Mm, mm.
And that does take a lot of effort.
It does.
And sometimes you just want to focus on that aspect. But when you're teaching as well, it can be difficult to balance those things. Yes. So if you decide, I want to actually go and just focus on my development and education for a period of time, that's a great, you know, a really positive reason for wanting to leave.
I remember listening to a teacher who actually wrote a book. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but fantastic scenario of his life story, really. Coming out of some pretty dark days as a child and then becoming a school teacher himself, and how he found through his testimony right throughout his whole career of 40-odd years teaching, he constantly had a pen in his hand and a notepad near him, because even on weekends and alike, he would, if he heard something relevant, he would write it down for the class for mm-hmm. the week ahead. I found when I first started teaching, I was like that.
Mm-hmm.
After 14 years, I no longer had the pen in my hand.
So you'd lost the passion.
We'll talk about my scenario, we'll talk about your scenario later in this interview.
Yeah.
But yes, I think if you don't have that reflex about always wanting to add something new and continue to contribute to your student cohort, that's a sign, perhaps.
And I think related to that can be boredom. You know, if you're mm-hmm. delivering or mm-hmm. teaching the same things over and over and over again, even when you're trying to implement your own professional development in those areas, it can start to get a bit jaded after a while, because you think there's got to be more.
Sure.
Because you're just reiterating, you know, again, you know, I'd really like to be looking at something new. I want to expand my horizons. I want to teach something different. I want to expand myself within that. So that could be a reason as well, either for leaving adult education or transferring to a new area.
Yes, yes. Very important to remember the context of, just because you're leaving one institution doesn't mean you're leaving adult education forever.
No.
That's really important to keep a healthy mindset. That if you do choose to leave, that you're leaving on a positive mindset, on positive grounds. I think that's really important. So we can't see into the future, but it doesn't mean it ends just because we leave our employment with one particular institution. As we said, we've got a number of guests that come on briefly now. We're going to speak to, first of all, Jason Reagan. And for long-term listeners, you'll know that Jason is based in South Korea. He has worked all over the world in education. Very interesting podcast in our back catalogue. Take a listen if you haven't heard of Jason Reagan. And Jason has a pretty fun response. So let's listen to this now. Jason, I've got a really interesting question that I'm asking all of our guests at the moment. And so randomly I'm asking this question. When will you know when it's time to resign or leave adult education?
I don't know. And the reason I don't know is I feel like I will probably always be involved in adult education in some way, shape, or form. Whether it's – it may not be directly. It might be indirectly. But I it's such a passion in me. One time I was told, if you love your job, you never go to work. And that's kind of the way I view it, is that I will always love this job. I guess the answer is when I stop loving this job. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Which I don't think either of us can imagine ever happening. So
no, sir.
Fantastic. It's a great response. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I really enjoyed Jason's response. And now we're going to listen to Jane and her take on when it's time to leave.
And Jane is from the Adult Learning Hub. So again, we've interviewed her previously. So take a listen to Jane's response. I've got one more question. You ready? I've got one more question. I'm asking all of our guests this for about the past 3 months because I'm putting together a compilation podcast in the future.
Oh, okay.
It's unannounced. Here we go. The question is, how will you know when it's time to leave adult education?
Ooh, that is a good question. When I stop learning. When I no longer have the motivation to learn, I think will be when I leave the field. Mm. But I don't see that being anytime soon because I love it so much.
No.
So there's your answer.
No. Our brief conversation, I don't see that happening anytime soon either. Thanks, Jane.
No problem.
So Jane, extremely passionate, I think a very energetic sort of person, yes, in her philosophy and in her outlook towards adult education. So wonderful response there. Anthony Bailey is a tried and tested campaigner with a lot of knowledge and someone I highly respect. So let's have a listen to Anthony's response now. Anthony, when will we know when it's time to call time on an adult education career?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think if you feel cranky about going back into the room, if you feel that the students are annoying you, if you feel that it's not giving you the same sort of buzz that it did previously, I think it's time to go, because that to me is a signal that you've lost the spark.
Yeah, lost the motivation and the empathy for the cohort before you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete Oborne has had a range of experiences within adult education, and so it's interesting to hear his take on when it's time to leave or move on.
I want to keep doing what I'm doing because I love it. Yeah. I have a passion for it, and I want to keep doing it for as long as I can, but I'm also very aware that I will at some point lose relevance to my cohort. I'm also in the very fortunate position that the CEO of ASC Training and Development, who is my current employer, I have no doubt the CEO will encourage me into a design and development role and out of the front of the room to more of a background role in maybe compliance or designing the training or in an assessor role when she thinks that time has come. So I'm fortunate to have her there. I feel like I have a few good years left in me as long as I keep enjoying it. And I find that mixing it with the youngies keeps me young, which is what I enjoy doing.
So far, there's a bit of a theme happening, Kate. All of these individuals seem very passionate. And Dr. Christina Donovan and Dr. Lou Mocroft are no exception. Let's have a listen now.
Okay, here we go. I've got one more question for you, unannounced, because it's got to be real. So, Christina, I'm going to ask you first. Here we go. Here's the question.
Okay.
How will you know when it's time to walk away from adult education?
Oh, that's a big question to to throw at me unannounced. For me, I don't think there is a time to walk away from adult education. I think adult education is far too important. I would say that in order to keep it thriving, we need to be focusing more and building on our values and being held accountable to them.
Wonderful. Lou, I'm going to ask you the question as well. Lou, when will you know that it's time to walk away from adult education?
When I reach a point, if I reach a point where this joyful work is not making any difference, I will walk away without a backward glance and I'll go and do it somewhere else.
That's great. Thanks so much. So many people, all of us, are really passionate about what we do. And I think, Christina, I think you're right. I think it's really, it's a part of who we are in our DNA, isn't it? This drive with regards to our passion for adult education. It makes us who we are. I'm sure in both of you it's the same.
Brilliant, brilliant. And stay in touch.
So, Kate, that was fantastic. And now you're going to, as the song says, take it to the streets. Where are we going?
So we're hearing from another couple of people in our network, which is Louise and Carolyn. And Carolyn's really interesting because she's actually making the transition out as we speak.
Fantastic. Let's have a listen.
So, Louise, when do you think it's time to leave adult education?
I think probably when you get to a point that you don't have much more to give.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the workplace as well.
Mm.
So I'm probably not ready to leave education, but I'm more ready to leave the organisation that I'm actually working for. It comes down to support, it comes down to resources, and the ability to actually feel that you've got something left to give. Mm-hmm. I know I've got more to give,
yeah.
But I think it's probably more in a different area than where I'm actually working at the moment.
Yeah, so more about growing and moving on?
Yeah, yeah. And doing more study that's actually going to enhance the next stage of where I believe I'm actually going to be able to contribute to adult learners. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So, Carolyn, thank you for your time. I was just hoping that you would share with me when you think it's time to leave adult education, because I know this is kind of pertinent for you because you've made that decision recently.
Yes, I have. Okay, so I guess I can think of it in, I guess, there's a couple of ways I can think of this. If it's just in regards to the adult education part of it itself, I guess something I noticed probably 6 months or even more ago was that I stopped putting as much energy into thinking of creative and, creative ways of trying to engage students and making the class more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so that started to dissolve a little bit, I think, and I sort of lost that zing.
Mm. So yes. Do you think that was kind of fatigue induced, or you're kind of wanting to grow into new areas?
Okay, I think it's more because of the situation fatigue.
Yeah.
And which, you know, may come from the place that I'm working in. Possibly certain student groups as well.
Yeah
and their motivation for doing the study with me. Yeah.
So do you think you'd go back into adult education?
Do you know, I think I would. Yeah. I think I need to have a rest from it.
Yeah.
Perhaps try something else and come back though in a different capacity. So, you know, more of a casual role.
So, Kate, we are very blessed to have all of those guest speakers join us for this episode, quite a special episode, really, with their insights. And the topic we're talking about is quite personal, so I was very much appreciated that they were willing to open up and many of them gave us their honest opinions and their perspectives. Mm. What are some of the trends that we should take away from this discussion?
I think the one that I noted most was that people feel as though when they've lost their passion or they've got nothing left, that they don't feel like they're able to give or contribute that much anymore, that then it's time to move on, whether it's to a different role or a different area of education or out of education altogether.
I think so, yes. It seems about right. It's a positive thing, really, to have that insight, your personal reflection, and being able to say quite honestly, okay, my time's come. And as some of our guests spoke about, that it doesn't necessarily mean they're walking away from adult education and their passion, but they're taking some time for themselves.
Mm. Or it could be that they need a new opportunity within education where they are at present doesn't fit them well either.
Well, that's right, yeah, because our skills are constantly growing and our knowledge is growing, and at some point we do feel the need to aspire to different roles, which is great. What about yourself, Kate? When do you think, what are some of the issues that you would consider personally or you have considered in the past with regards to looking for new opportunities into the future?
Yeah, Me personally, and you, I mean, no doubt you're aware of this, I do get a little bored. I like to develop and try new things, go new places. So it's not even that I'm necessarily unhappy where I am. It's just that I want more. Mm-hmm. And so looking for ways that I can develop or new ways that I can implement my skills elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
new avenues of education or, you know, within the same sector but a different aspect of it. So I think that's an important thing for me, of knowing
mm-hmm.
when, probably more when to move rather than when to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that I really know when it's exactly time to leave, but I think being jaded, not having time for people, not being patient, or a workplace that doesn't value your wanting to grow
mm-hmm.
and being able to develop within that role.
Professionally.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you, Lee?
Well, it's a really interesting point, isn't it? It's a challenging topic, actually. So in 2000, I commenced with a large training institution, government training institution. I worked my way up. I became a senior lecturer. I coordinated a pretty large program across the state. We grew the program threefold in 14 years. And at the same time, I was studying my bachelor, and then I went on and studied my master's full-time whilst working full-time and travelling the state teaching. And I know that after 12 years, I was exhausted.
Mm.
So after 12 years, I'd really, the passion for my students was there. I had enormous empathy for my students, but I had no energy to give, and I knew it. In the classroom. And when you know it, it's a bit of a scary feeling.
Mm.
When you know that you love your students, doesn't matter who they are, you want to see them succeed, you want to go on and review their careers in the years to come, but you are struggling in the classroom.
Yeah.
That's a scary place to be. And I found that. I found that it was a point in time in my career where I thought, this isn't right. I have a duty of care to these students. I don't want to be one of these career educators that are just more interested in banking money. I'm always driven by the empathy for the student body. So in the last 2 years of that position, so I was there for 14 years, the last 2 years I began to search privately about new opportunities. And together we did find a new opportunity arise.
Yeah.
So at the 14-year mark, I resigned from that role, and I've got to admit, it was, and we both did actually, because we were both working in that organisation by then, and it was the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Mm.
There was a real great sense of grief.
Yeah.
Saying goodbye to colleagues that you'd worked with for 14 years, who I highly respected right across all various education programs. And when I saw tears in their eyes and grown men, colleagues coming up to me and shaking my hand and you know, just, you know, really upset that I was leaving, it sort of rocked me and haunted me a bit. And I wasn't sure if I was ever coming back to adult education.
Well, that's interesting in that, you know, we both left adult education.
Mm-hmm.
The role that I was heading to wasn't education-based. But I don't think it actually ever leaves you, because once I started that role, there was a whole lot of education and capacity development involved within it.
Yeah.
So I don't think, I think even when you leave, those traits and those skills actually come with you to help you develop in other organisations and other people, even if that's not your primary role.
I think for most of us, all of these guests and probably most people listening in, it's natural gifts that we have.
Mm.
It's not really a choice. It's who we are as people. And so I think what I learned from that, though, is you're right. We went and we worked overseas. We worked internationally for 12 months, thinking, having no idea when we'd come back, thinking we may be there for years. And we returned only to find employment within about 4 to 6 weeks in adult education again, and we haven't stopped really.
No.
So, So it's never the end, and you're never assured that you're actually going to reinvent yourself. And it's just like hand in glove how things have unfolded for us, and we continue today in adult education.
Mm.
So why is this topic so important, though?
For me, it's really important because as educators, our primary responsibility is towards our students. So if we can't assess or we don't have insight into when we are not actually doing well in our role, or we're not giving our best to our students, or we don't care about them anymore,
yep,
then they're detrimentally impacted. And that's the sole reason that we're doing what we're doing.
Mm.
So if we can't actually identify that, actually, I need a break, or I need a change, or I need to leave, we're actually putting their education at risk and their welfare at risk.
Mm, mm. Yep, absolutely. And everything we do is associated with enhancing graduate outcomes.
Mm.
So we have that ethical responsibility, that professional responsibility, to ensure that we're able to give our best. And if we're not, then we've got to be courageous enough to take a deep breath and look for new opportunities. And it doesn't have to be a negative experience.
No.
That's what we've learned. Mm. So thanks so much to our guests, Jason Reagan, Jane Berwick, Anthony Bailey, Pete O'Born, Dr. Christina Donovan, Dr. Lou Mycroft, Carolyn and Louise. Thanks so much for your wisdom. You can learn more about Lee and Kate Ridge and Transformation Consultancy at www.transformationconsultancy.com.